And but somehow he was one of the few that didn't catch this Bill Belichick interview on CBS this morning, which it was funny because I started to see the aggregations, the little clips, and then
quick
I watched.
Question. Did you know it was on, Andy? Like, did
no.
you, like, was it?
No
same.
Idea.
I had no idea that. And
but I don't
and not,
really frequent. That's not really. I mean, we know Stiz doesn't watch Sunday morning television because, well.
I do. I just watch it at 4.
By the way, my favorite part of your 3-point stance, Stiz, wasn't even when you said, like, you know, when I, so I sat down to watch it when I woke up Sunday afternoon. It was that you sat down to, like, what is it? You, your desk
at,
is your kitchen,
at the kitchen table.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Everybody uses their kitchen table as a desk every once in a while. But Joe missed it. And so we're going to play some of the money shots, money quotes. Sorry to use that term in this relationship. Never know. But we're going to play some of the quotes. So what's this guy's name? I'm sorry. The CBS guy that we all raved about.
News Anchorman.
Yeah, he kind of
looks. Voice Voicerson.
He kind of looks like Voice Voicerson, but he did a pretty good job trying to tiptoe through, like, maybe soften Bill up a little bit, then ask a tough question, then soften back up a little bit, then ask a tough question. So this is him, I believe, Stiz, asking about the relationship with Jordan, who is, just so you know, to set it up visually, about 10 to 12 feet away watching the whole damn thing.
You have Jordan right over there. Everybody in the world seems to be following this relationship. They've got an opinion about your private life. It's got nothing to do with them, but they're invested in it. How do you deal with that?
Never been too worried about what everybody else thinks. Just try to do what I feel like is best for me and what's right.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
No?
No.
You joined InstaFace, as you put it. I love that. There's some great pictures of you and Jordan where you're a fisherman and she's a mermaid. It's charming. It's a different side of you. What's the reaction been like?
What's it been like?
To have these different sort of photos. There's another one where you're doing, I know you're not into meditation or yoga or Pilates. You're balancing Jordan on your feet and she's doing kind of the Titanic pose.
Yeah, so I'm on some of those social media platforms, but I honestly don't follow them.
You do seem like you're having a lot more fun these days than you were in other chapters of your life, let's say.
I enjoy football. I enjoy the whole process of it. It's hard to win, and it's hard to beat other good coaches, good teams. I appreciate the grind. I appreciate the competition. But coaching is fun, and honestly, I feel like I haven't worked a day in my life.
What the hell does dressing up like the Gorton's fisherman and hooking your girlfriend on a beach of Nantucket have to do with football? Because that's what the what's his name again? Sorry, Dan.
Tony DeCoppel is the host.
Tony DeCoppel.
Voice Voicerson.
Voice Voicerson from CBS. So he's clearly alluding to the pictures, the social media, the awards, the 28-3 T-shirt, the fact that Bill and Jordan are out there more, and Bill's like, "I love football." Yeah, we know you've always loved football. You used to stick to football. Now you're not sticking to football anymore. Now you're doing everything else. All over social media for all the world to see. And yet, Fitzy, he pretends he's not aware.
What's it been like?
Just a quick aside. I've gotten that exact response. Like, Bill takes, you ask him, "Bill, so why did you go for it on 4th and 2? And he gives, "Why did I go for it on 4th?
What's it been like?"
He just repeats what you said with that look of like, "What the F are you talking about? I don't even, what a moronic question. I couldn't possibly
How
know what
the How dare you ask right. me that question. Yeah.
That is what he was saying to
like
Voice
Voicerson.
Like,
we're in the wrong for asking what the hell's going on.
So does he expect us to believe, Fitzy, that he doesn't know that the or care that there's an adverse reaction to his relationship and his late life actions on social media?
I don't, Andy, I literally at this point now don't know the difference between when Bill and these, you know, odd blind spots that you say he has that we've all come to, you told me about him years ago, and now we've all come to sort of see, like, when is
right he, again?
When is he, like, unaware because of his own nature, and when is he being purposefully obtuse?
Not talking about this.
Well, I mean, Jordan, I just want to know. I mean, I just, like, I'm trying to figure out, like, when is he trolling us, and when is he just being Bill?
So, and he does ebb and flow in between. This is a case where being obtuse, as you'd put it, or like he has to, right? Like he's definitely not going to delve into the reasons behind his relationship with a woman 48 years younger than him or whatever the age difference is between them. Like he's just not going to. Now, why they don't want to go into the start of the relationship, which is kind of out there, Stiz, right? You're the expert on all things Bill Belichick. Haven't we had these social media posts about the book that he signed for and a plane flight and just different things that kind of were the roots of this relationship?
Yeah, supposedly they met on the plane. That was the story, and that they bonded over philosophy, her philosophy homework. But another theory that I saw floated around on socials is that maybe the timeline of when Bill gets with Jordan may have some overlap when he was still with Linda.
And why would that matter?
Not maybe. I'm pretty sure it's
cheating.
Definitely.
He was cheating.
Okay. Were they married?
Remember those photos?
No. Cheating.
No, but just because...
I also don't know if they were married. That was a serious question, not a rhetorical one.
Oh, I thought you were asking it as in, like, does it matter? It's okay.
There was plenty of speculation that...
poke around all you want.
You're not married.
Ring on the thing, yeah.
No, there was speculation that they were married. I can tell you there were people that pondered, speculated, wondered, did they actually get married? He made Linda the CEO or whatever she was of the Belichick Foundation. There were a lot of people telling me when she orders food, she says, this is Mrs. Belichick. Can I get my usual order? Like, there was different things of that nature, so... that was a legitimate question. Is it possible they were married and divorced? I don't know. I'm not here
I'm
to speculate
sure
on the radio.
A big old house in Nantucket, though.
Bet you Jordan gets a bigger house.
My
in
question
Nantucket.
Is, what are the kids saying? Steve Belichick and Amanda, I believe the daughter.
Brian, Steve, and Amanda. Brian and Steve are on staff, so have to be around Jordan on a regular basis. You think when they email their dad, they have to CC Jordan on it?
Well, she did look out for, was it Steve?
He's not Bill's son.
Make sure you differentiate.
He's his own man.
I would give, honestly, at this point now, I'm not sure if there's any celebrities I want to meet more than I want to be a fly on the wall in a conversation between Mike Lombardi and Jordan Hudson.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I swear that must just be where he comes in with all of his football knowledge. As like the guy that knows Bill, she's like, he's like, you know, I know Bill. She's like, I know Bill better. No, I know Bill. No, he likes me more. Like, and I've heard again that Miss Hudson, Jordan Mania, fancies herself an expert at the game of football.
It sounds like she fancies herself an expert at the game of a lot of things, and I'm not sure she is, because if she's an expert in PR and managing images, well. That's not going so crazy.
She certainly knows her way around a guy's will.
Oh, what does that mean?
Jeez. You know her... how old was her previous
BF? You mean Big
BF?
Will or Little Will?
Oh, God.
No, and I didn't mean that the way that came
Andy
out either.
Andy Hart.
I meant his last will
Wisconsin
and testament.
You go to Wisconsin for a couple days and you
That's
come back wild and on the public airwaves, guy.
So, you know who I think actually looks really good in this in a weird way? Is a guy that parted ways with Bill. So you bring up Mike Lombardi, who's been on and on again, off again, Bill Belichick guy for years.
He's the conciliary.
Bears Nigerian, who is now happily at Boston College with Bill O'Brien, saying, thank God I'm not involved with that mess at North Carolina. Can you imagine if he had gone to North Carolina with Bill and was somehow in between Bill and Jordan stepping on his toes, and Bill's like, Bears, I know you've been with me for 30 years, but... you know, she's Jordan. I got to do what Jordan wants, what she gets. Yes, Stiz.
I did do a little digging, and you know how she is, she's participating in the Miss Universe, I believe?
Miss Maine.
Miss Maine, coming
slight
up.
Slight difference, but.
Maine is, Maine is the universe.
That's right. Yeah. Dan and I did a little digging. We found the song that she's coming out to.
Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke.
Thank God you made sure that was the clean version. Because that would have been the last song we ever played on this airwaves here on WEEI.
Stiz, the second you started setting it up, I was like, all right, it's a bit. Uh-oh. And no, I thought you were going to play the theme from Psycho.
Oh, yeah, that would have worked, too.
Well, if you go, and Joe Andreuzzi, when you Google it, you'll see this. The face she gives when we're not talking about that, the look, the zoom in, is definitely a Psycho look. It is a look.
And here's a serious thing, and I mean this with everything that we're as opposed to other stuff.
So the other stuff is just BS. This
with everything that
now
we've
it's
seen,
time to get serious. Okay,
with
it's
everything
a 4 o'clock
that we've
hour.
Seen happening with Shannon Sharp.
Yes.
Hopefully, you know, God forbid something like that doesn't happen with him.
Well, I would be careful if I were Bill. I'm gonna guess that Jordan has a lot of intimate details about his life and different things. And I know Bill pretends he doesn't care what's out there, which we know is BS because in the, what do they call that, Freedom of Information Act request, we got the emails where he was criticizing North Carolina for supporting people calling him a, quote, predator in the comments on a social media post. But he has no idea what's going on out there with his relationship
well, that strawberry,
and reaction.
That strawberry breakfast dinner that she posted, some people were saying, and it kind of does, it looks like he doesn't know that she's taking the picture.
Oh, yeah, it did look like she didn't. It was like Ted following me in Green Bay.
That's bizarre.
He took a lot of pictures and videos I didn't know were being taken. I was very uncomfortable.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he was sneaking up on me. He was trying to like document
the
trip.
Bro?
Opens the door. I'm fiddling with it. All of a sudden, I look up and there's a camera in my face. I was like, get the hell out of here. Just total side note, that lobster thing with the strawberries was kind of cool to me. I actually liked the strawberry lobster she made on the plate. I don't know if she did that or they ordered that, but I kind of liked that. That was kind of cool, but that's just me.
There you go. Way to take a positive out of this.
617-779-7937. Let's go to the phone lines. As I promised, Brian in the car wants to tell us a prank. Hopefully this goes okay, but I don't feel great about it. Go ahead, Brian.
No, I love you guys' show. This is not that bad, but
okay.
In college, I hung out with a bunch of guys, football players, and I was trying to get with them in the weight room, put on some weight, whatever. I go to the dorm room one day, and one guy's like grabbing his stomach. He's like, I'm sore from doing all these atomic sit-ups. I'm like, what's that? They're like, no, you're not ready. I'm like, yeah, I am. So they go, you got to get in the floor, and then we put this resistance band over your eyes, and then you struggle to try and do a sit-up for 10 seconds, and then when we take the band off, you can't rise up because your stomach muscles are so messed up. Well, at the end of 10 seconds, there was somebody was mooning me very close, and as I sat up, which you can do after 10 seconds, you wind up in a spot you don't expect.
Oh, that was like Rikishi in the WWE. Oh, I feel bad for you, Brian, but, you know, you were dumb enough to fall for it, so kind of get what you get, and then you get upset about it. Yeah, that was a pretty good prank. We used to do the icy
hot
one.
I'd rather just a cup check at this point.
I would prefer a cup check over that, no question. I don't know about a cup check versus the icy hot. We used to do that. You'd put it on their girdle, so then like they'd pull it up, and then in practice they just start squirming.
Oh,
it's all
man.
Over.
It was like
and,
that bit in Revenge of the Nerds where the nerds put liquid heat all over the jocks.
Oh, yeah.
The alpha betas, yep. Jock straps at practice.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, that's been done many times, many, many times. 617-779-7937. Franco in Lynn wants to react to our chat with Joe Andruzzi. Is this about the pig's head, Franco?
It's not about the pig head. Okay. Hey, guys, love this show.
Thanks.
So just start off real quick. I'm in video production. I had a shoot this morning, 6 in the morning. I have you guys on all day, every day. I never change the radio station. And since I've been in and out of the car, all you guys have been talking about is this Bill Belichick story. So they're doing their job because it's all the radio station's talking about.
Not
so I guess she is good at her job. With that being said.
Whoa. Is her job to tear down the legacy and the reputation of Bill Belichick?
There's no such thing as bad press, man. Let me talk about
that's Bill absolutely not true.
I'm a video production man, and we went to he had a beneficiary a few weeks back. I went there, and we went there. She thought we were just filming a mission video. He went there with Stop and Shop in Poland Spring, and this woman, lovely family, and Joe Andrews is a lovely man. He surprised her with a year of free food from Stop and Shop, which is huge. And Poland Spring gave a year of free water. And Joe Andrews has been through this, so he's such a genuine guy. And when this lady found out that they were giving her this, you know, these benefits. I mean, her emotion, like I get emotional just thinking about it because it's a great organization. And anybody that's listening, if you have a few bucks, you should go on there and just donate because it makes a huge difference. I saw it in person. I see it in person every time they do this. And it's a huge shocker. So if you have a few bucks, a lot of money, you should go on the foundation, Joe and Judy Foundation and help out because it makes a huge difference. He's such a good guy. He's been there. He's had this experience. So he knows. And it's 100% worth it. And
thanks for the call, Franco.
Great story.
Oh,
good Lord.
I'm teasing.
Have you
I'm
no
teasing.
Heart? Just because Belichick broke your heart, you don't need to take it out on every call we get to the radio station.
I'm in a sour mood today.
Stiz is going to go on a terroristic spree now, just making other people feel his pain because his idol has lost his way. Stiz, I got to tell you, honestly, I can't figure out any which way. You know, I admire Belichick and thank him for all the everythings, but like I got to tell you, I have no idea if you legitimately can defend Belichick. If you totally are into, I would love to hear from someone or someones that can call up and be like, oh yes, this is totally normal behavior. This is totally rational. It's explicable. I got you. Why? How? It's beyond rationale to me at this point.
Two simple questions I want to go around the room before we go to break here. I'll start with Stiz. Does Bill Belichick ever coach in the NFL again?
No, and that's what I really hate about this is, like, it's starting to call into all the times I thought, he's such a genius. He makes the best decisions.
Right. He hired Patricia.
Oh, man.
His hire Patricia. Acumen. He got Jordan. Nope. Let her do everything she wanted. Dan Ball, does he ever coach in the NFL again?
No, and I felt that a little before this whole Jordan stuff.
Fitzy?
Rafi Devers answered for me during spring training.
I agree. No. Now, the other question is, over, under, 2.5 seasons at North Carolina. 2.5 seasons, over or under, Stiz?
Over.
Over. Dan Ball?
Under. Two, and then gives it to his son.
I am going to also say under, Stiz. I mean, Fitzy?
Three. So I'll go just over.
So you guys got, okay. Yeah, I'm with Dan. I think it's under. And I think you're right. They clearly are paving the way. Jordan is paving the way, trying to puff up Steve. Notice I didn't say fluff up. I said puff up Steve to be the next head coach at UNC.
This.
He's his own man. He's not Bill's kid. But this this is a story that's not going away, because I feel like every time we think, okay, football's about to start, spring practice is going to start, Bill will just get back to being, simple, boring football Bill Belichick, something else pops up. Like, will he be in Maine? I don't know. Will he be in Maine at the Miss Maine Universe pageant? Will some content come out of that?
I wonder what Ted thinks about all this.
Oh, I'm sure we can ask him tomorrow, and I'm sure he has a lot of opinions that he'll share tomorrow, 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons. Up next.